RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
4 seconds left, second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won.
Oh, Mike Tirico on the call. Sunday Night Football, NBC. Yeah, baby. Wow, what a game that was last night. Even your boy was fired up for that. I was fired up before the game. I was fired up during the game. I watched all of the game. And I was still tweeting about it late last night, well after the game. Man alive, it takes a lot to get me that fired up, to get me that intrigued, to get me that interested. Because usually after Thursday night football, all day Saturday football, all day Sunday football, the last thing I care about, quite honestly, on a Sunday night is football. I need a break. But last night, I was very intrigued. I was very hopeful that it was going to be a great game. Tweeted about it, said, normally I'm not that fired up about it. But in this case, I was. I wanted to see Caleb Williams and little Benny and the Bears against Robert Saleh's defense. We saw it, and they were damn good, except on that final play. And a play or two here and there. I wanted to see Brock Purdy against a turnover-laden Bears defense, and we saw it. We saw it very early on, and then we saw the rest of it, the other side of the story, in which Brock Purdy just dominated the Bears after a tough start. Without Trent Williams, without George Kittle, without dopey Brandon Ayuk, none of them. I mean, Trent Williams played one snap. One. And Brock Purdy kicked everybody's ass. Everybody might be a stretch. He was only playing the Bears, but he kicked their ass. After that first initial turnover and pick six, How about them apples, baby? I mean, look, Brock Purdy, I think we all know this. If you've watched Brock Purdy enough, and if you've watched the NFL enough, Brock Purdy can be streaky. He can go through quarters, halves, even a game every now and then where he looks every bit the seventh round pick, the Mr. Irrelevant that he is and was. And then you watch him on a night like last night where he tries to squeeze one in to get the game going. On the first passing play, and it bounces off of the receiver in a tight window, and Edwards picks up the bounce and runs it all the way back for 34 yards and a 7 yard and a 7 point lead for the Chicago Bears. And then you say, "Well, maybe this won't be Brock Purdy's night." And then he goes on to throw for 303 yards, three touchdowns. and 24 of 33 overall at a 118.8 rating. Right? Because that's what Brock Purdy has done. I mean, I remember a playoff game 3 years ago, I want to say. Maybe it was two. I can't remember. Against, I believe it was Seattle. I believe. And Brock Purdy was awful for the first half. Just awful. I mean, dreadful. And then he was lights out in the second half. And the 49ers won. Lights out. Lights out. So, like a lot of quarterbacks who go in rhythm and who go in roller coasters and whatnot, Brock Purdy is a little bit too inconsistent at times. And you start to wonder, like, why is it that he can be so bad and yet so good? And why can't great coaching, nobody would argue that Kyle Shanahan's not a great coach, a great call player, play caller and schemer, why can't that help him out of it? Because the answer is obvious to anybody that actually pays attention and doesn't have predisposed narrative. It ain't about Kyle Shanahan. It's about Brock Purdy, good and bad. Good and bad. Because if Kyle Shanahan's play calling and play design was the only thing, the first thing, the primary thing that mattered, like some believe, then Brock Purdy would never be as down as he is at times. And those times have dissipated a little bit. You know, you make one mistake to start a game last night, that's not the end of the world. But again, there's been stretches where Brock Purdy has played poorly for a half, three quarters, two-thirds of a game, whatever it is. Right? And you say, well, wait a second. Why is that just a bad day at the office and not bad scheme and bad play calling? If we're going to give credit to Kyle Shanahan over Brock Purdy, like some do all the time, and say Brock Purdy's just a fit in the system, and it's the system that matters, and the play caller and the play designer that matters, and all that matters, well then, why don't we say when the player struggles that it's that? I don't quite get that. I don't quite understand that. I was facetious a little bit. I mean, I admitted that I was joking, obviously, just so he knew. But Mike Garafolo of NFL Network, who's a great dude. I just had a little dinner, pregame dinner with him last Saturday before the Eagles and the Commanders at Northwest Stadium. Mike's a great dude. Yeah, he's just like, for some people who believe that, you know, Brock Purdy is still, just a thing or whatever. And I said, well, you know, and I like attached a tweet. I said, you know, we know he's just a scheme fit. Right? We know he's just a system fit. That's why I called the San Francisco 49ers 2 years ago the San Francisco Systems, because Brock Purdy was basically in his first extended run as their starting quarterback, and everybody was like, oh, it's just the system, just the system, just the system. So I just started calling them the San Francisco Systems, which got some chuckles inside Commanders Park, I'll tell you that much, especially when they hired Adam Peters. I don't mind sharing with you. But the point being is, Brock Purdy is more than just a system. He is more, as he always has been, more than just a puppet for Kyle Shanahan. Kyle's great. I love Kyle. I worked with Kyle, around Kyle, in the building with Kyle, when he was 28 years old, whatever it was. And don't forget, when he came here, he had already led a Houston Texans offense to like a top three finish. Right? Kyle was damn good. And is damn good. Nobody questions that. Nobody, unless you don't know how to read, nobody says that it's all the player and nothing to do with Kyle Shanahan and the scheme or the system or the play calling. Of course the two go in tandem. The question becomes, is what do you believe is more responsible for success or failure? And again, I never, ever, ever will back down from this. I know I'm right. It is much more about the player than the coach or the scheme or the play call. Much more. Now, we could argue from now until cows fly over the moon. How much? What the percentage is? All of that. I don't know. I would guess, I would say, it's 80% player, 20% coach, somewhere in that neighborhood, with variance. But it ain't 80% coach. I promise you that. And anybody that thinks that is just showing a complete lack of understanding. A complete lack of understanding. But I see where you guys get it from. All of these insiders, all of these analysts, right? They always say, well, what a great job by, I was reading something before the show on MMQB. Great job by Vic Fangio and the Eagles defense. No, not a great job by Quinyon Mitchell. Not a great job by Zach Bond. Not a great job by Jordan Davis. And Vic Fangio and the Eagles. Not a great job by Cooper DeJean. Oh, great job by Vic Fangio. Oh, Vic Fangio pulled the wool over their eyes. Nothing to do with players. Oh, yeah, they're just accessories. They don't mean anything. So I see where you guys get it from. Because they all talk like this. And they're all wrong. Every last damn one of them, wrong, 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 wrong. Any coach will tell you, if he's being honest, you can be the greatest coach ever alive on planet Earth. If you don't have the horses to execute your message, your plan, your leadership, your brains, your acumen, if you don't have the horses to execute it, what you're left with is a good idea, a good thought, a hope, a vision. But with no execution, you ain't got anything. You come up empty. You're rolling the dice. And that's exactly what happens every week in the NFL. Every game, almost. You see it across the board. How coaches go from great coaches 1 year to horrible coaches the next year. Great coaching job one game to a clueless village idiot the next game. How? How does that happen? How does the variance happen? Some variance is normal, accepted. Some days I do a good show. Some days I do a half-ass show. Some days I do a great show, right? There's variance in every walk of life. Nobody's questioning that. But it's how a coach goes from being a village idiot to being the greatest thing since sliced bread 1 week to the next, or reverse of that, goes from the cream of the crop to a complete fool who's fighting for his job and sometimes loses it. You know why? Because owners are like you. They're fanboys. And fanboys think like, well, fanboys. They don't think with common sense. They don't think with their head. Let me give you another example. Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in a major funk, yet somehow, some way, they're going to still play for the division title Saturday. People have been talking about Todd Bowles getting fired for the last 3 weeks. All Todd Bowles has done is win the division, what, 5 years in a row? What, do you get dumb overnight? Do you get clueless overnight? Stop it. Enough. Just like Kyle Shanahan, love Kyle Shanahan, didn't reinvent the wheel. Doesn't just go and punches in a couple of buttons and fuses a couple of wires together and gets Brock Purdy to play at an elite level and Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall and Christian McCaffrey. No! It's talent that's accentuated and made better by Kyle Shanahan. But when they didn't have Christian McCaffrey last year, for the most part, what were they? They were an engine, a beat-up engine with 250,000 miles and no oil. Right? Just like, no offense, because I know you all love what he's doing. Now, Brian Flores is a, I mean, when it comes to defense and schemery, right? Brian Flores is unique. He's creative. He's aggressive. He's awesome. He's fun. I'm not a dummy. I wasn't born yesterday. I realize there's a difference between Brian Flores and Joe Witt or Dan Quinn or anyone else. I got it. Or even Vic Fangio, for God's sakes. Vic Fangio, he hardly blitzes. Right? But in order to be Brian Flores and the Vikings, you've got to have players that can actually do the job and can actually run and tackle and be in the right spot and execute. Otherwise, you have a bunch of baloney, a bunch of hogwash. And that's the same thing with Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is being given all the credit for the Bears' turnaround, and he deserves some of it. And all the credit for Caleb Williams. How about Caleb Williams actually getting some of the credit? How about DeAndre Swift getting some credit? How about Luther Burden, who caught the big one over the top and then had a critical first down on that final drive? How about Menangai, a seventh-round pick from Rutgers? How about Colston Loveland, a first-round pick, a top-10 pick? How about the three free agents they signed to bolster the interior of their offensive line? Yes, Ben Johnson deserves credit. He doesn't deserve as much credit as he gets. Players, man. It's a players' league, and it always will be. But I see where you guys get misguided. I hear it all the time. I read it all the time. I just read it before the show. I see it. I hear it. I read it. They're all wrong. Coaching is not more important than players, period. Not more important than players, ever. The greatest of all time will tell you that. If he's being honest, if he could get his head out of Jordan Rodgers' Anyway, the point being is, players, man. That's why that game was great last night. Players. Players. Executing at an extremely high level. Fun. Football was fun again last night. Relatively controversially free. No huge blunders by the officials. Right? It was almost like fun again. 42-38, San Francisco over Chicago. That's how we open. We'll get into the rest of Week 18, or I should say Week 17 in the NFL, Game 16 for all the teams. And there was so much more. to cover. But I guess we'll start there. Was last night, in your eyes, more about the coaches, Kyle Shanahan and Ben Johnson, or more about the players, Brock Purdy and Caleb Williams and their teammates? You tell me. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, we're back from the holidays. AMAC already talking crap in my headsets about what I don't know about music and bumps and whatever. I think I'm a pretty well-rounded guy.
What's this song? We got a thing going on. I feel like the more you nod your head, the answer is not going to come to you. Like,
I mean, it sounds familiar. I'm going to say Barry White. No? Who is it?
This is Billy Paul.
Billy who?
Me and Billy Paul. Me and Mrs. Jones. Honestly, if you were...
I knew the song. I knew that, like, kind of the...
Sure.
Me and Mr. Yeah.
Sure.
Mrs. Jones,
yeah,
sure.
You knew it the whole time.
Me and Mr. Jones, me and Mrs. Jones, yeah.
Mr. Jones, okay. However you get down, man.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. Down here. See, this is an oldie. Remake.
That you didn't
redo.
Know.
I knew, I just didn't know enough. It's been a long time since I've heard this. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Anyway, Athen. Bill Belichick is not even close to the GOAT, but yes, his head is parked with Jordan. Yeah. Well, I mean, if he's not the GOAT, then who is? Right? I mean, I guess you could make an argument for a number of people, but can you make a statistical argument? You know? I mean, he did have Tom Brady. That helped. That helped a lot. That helped more than people are willing to acknowledge. So I would say that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So the Chicago Bears-San Francisco 49er game was tremendous. Again, all credit to everyone. How about, though, like, was it that? There was a situation where the Bears weren't using their timeouts, and you're like, wait, Ben, use your timeout, bud. Use your timeout. And so here is the situation, right? They get on 3rd and 10, they get the pass to the right flat to Burden, who plants his hand on the ground, twists, reverse, stretches out, lunges out, gets the 14-yard gain, first down, boom, keeps the possession going. Again, they're down at that point 42-38, right? So you get 1st and 10, with 45 seconds left on the clock after the play is run, but there was a chance to take a timeout after the Burden game to give them a first down with, you know, like roughly a minute or so left. And Ben Johnson let the clock go. He had all three timeouts. So then he runs a play on first and 10, a short little completion of Burden, and they do call a timeout. Timeout one at 40 seconds left. They run two other plays, two incompletes, right? And with the clock stopped, he has to use timeout number two. Because they're going for it, obviously, to extend the game on fourth and five. So even with the clock stopped, he's got to use a second timeout. Then they get the first down to Loveland on a fourth and five crosser, and they've got to use the final timeout with 26 seconds left. So he goes from not using a timeout with about a minute left, using timeout one with 40 seconds left, then burns three timeouts in the clock span of about 14 seconds, running one play that was complete and two that were incomplete. Now, again, you can make an argument the most important thing you do is fourth down to save the game, so the timeout is worth it. Fine, I guess. I prefer to use my timeouts, not for procedural stuff, but for when I need to stop the clock. And if you weren't going to use a timeout with a minute left after you get the third and 10, and you want the clock to dwindle down into the 40 range because you want your three timeouts to be still available for you, even though a field goal doesn't help you, a touchdown is what you need, fine, but then don't use it with the clock stopped, even for strategy. Even though it's ultimately the most important play of the game. Use your timeouts to stop the clock after a successful play because then it catches up to them, right? Because with 21 seconds left, Caleb Williams completes a pass to the San Francisco 11 for just 2 yards to Loveland, who then laterals it to DeAndre Swift because they've got to get out of bounds. They realize there's no timeouts left. So they're trying to get at least up to the line of scrimmage. And they almost butchered it. They got up to the line of scrimmage and they spiked it with 5 seconds left. So they left themselves no timeouts. Now, again, this is a lot harder to manage than most people will admit. But Ben Johnson screwed up the clock in Green Bay a couple of weeks ago. And almost, and maybe did, last night. Again, difficult situation to manage, but it almost happened again last night. And ultimately, that fourth down play, or that, I should say, that final play, not a fourth down play, the final play, was Caleb Williams running around all over the place, misses a wide open guy to his right, wide open, so much so that he's jumping up in the air with his arms raised and just desperately trying to get attention. Why? Because they didn't have a timeout to gather, compose themselves, poise, what have you, take a deep breath, and get the right play. And Ben Johnson, we're going to hear from him when we come back. He was talking about what happened on that final play. So was Kyle Shanahan. We'll hear that next on the Team 980. Then we'll get into the rest of the week's action, including the Commanders and Dallas Cowboys, for those of you that weren't here on Friday. All right, let's do it right here, right now on the Team 980.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.